Want to see your film up on the big screen?
The Vancouver Student Film Festival is back to showcase the best of BC's post-secondary student and alumni film and video makers on May 24th.
The film festival is looking for entries of all genres, from student or graduate filmmakers within the last 3 years. Films received by March 1st are only $10 and $20 until April 19th.
Only 2 weeks left before the early entry deadline. For entry rules and to submit online, please visit www.vsff.com.
Let the cartoons begin!
Baby, can you hear my heartbeat? It's beating to the tone of CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm getting excited because it's time for Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams.
Something keeps turning us on. You hold up the cup, you
All right, there she is. Nico Case. The new pornographers at the Bones of an Idol. What's going on out there? It's not windy outside. What? Sorry, my sound effects man is getting carried away here. Hold on a sec, okay? It's not windy out there. You can turn the wind off. Oh, no, they don't want to turn it off. Okay. I guess we'll have to put up with the wind. Okay, before the new pornographers, we started off Son of Night Dreams, formerly now Radio, but don't expect it to last forever. There'll probably be a name change soon. Can't say when. That was Joe Jackson. Probably one of my hardest interviews to do in the past of interviewing people was Joe Jackson. Because if you get off on the wrong foot when you're interviewing someone, forget it. You know, it just doesn't work. Anyway, he was introducing the show. It's a King Pleasure Time Hour here on CITR. And where is that other voice that you're used to hearing at this time? Oh, Nimrod. I don't know. Nimrod didn't show up today. He left me in the lurch, so I don't know where he is. I don't know what's happened to him. Who knows? Does anybody know where Nimrod is?
Thank you.
Who is that? That was Vampire Weekend. For all you vampire lovers, no, nothing to do with vampires, I'm sure, but Ezra Koenig on vocals there. They kind of hang out around New York, and from their Vampire Weekend CD, which seems to be the name of it, the kids don't stand a chance. We've had enough vampires for a while, though. We'll just send you out the back there. We've had a lot of people coming by the station today here at CITR and asking, where is the grassy knoll where it all happened on Friday night? And I went and looked out the window. I didn't see any signs of a bonfire out there, but we've had people wanting to know, can they get involved in the demonstration? I'm afraid it's all over now. If you're not sure about what that's all about, well, we'll worry about that later. Did anybody see the Junos last night? Well, you've probably seen the pictures of Feist today trying to hold on to all her little Juno awards. Good grief, she's going to drop them there. She actually won a couple of things on Saturday that you may not have seen last night. She scooped up the Songwriter and Artist of the Year honors. But at the actual Grammy Awards, she also won Pop Album and Album of the Year from her CD, The Reminder. They still call it album, but, you know, we mean CD because they don't make LPs. Well, they do, but you know what I mean. She also won the Single of the Year for her mega hit 1, 2, 3, 4. So there you go. Count them up, and that is five Junos. It's a heavy load for Feist, but I'm sure she can carry it.
Leslie, don't forget your Junos.
You dropped one. Leslie, you dropped one of your Junos. Oh, she didn't hear me. Oh, well, what can you do? Well, I guess four is better than none. She'll be back to pick the other one up later. I mean, you got a handful of Junos, five of them. How can you carry them all at once? My moon, my man. What's happening out there? Has the sun gone down? No, we got a little while to go yet here. Okay, this is Too Tall Tanner sitting in on Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams at CITR. We did mention that Nimrod didn't show up today with his armful of records. I don't know where he is. So hopefully we'll hear what happened to him. I don't know where he is. But speaking of the moon, in case you weren't aware, it's new moon right now. Well, it was a couple of days ago. So we should see a very thin crescent moon, actually, tomorrow night if you're looking up at the sky. And I know some of you do gaze at the sky once in a while. If it's not raining, then you get a raindrop in the eyeball. But now it is officially spring. Things should look a little better. But look for the moon. It's going to occult, not here, but it was best from Eastern North America, actually. But it'll be very close to a star cluster tomorrow night, if it's clear, called the Pleiades, or Seven Sisters. So look up, look way up in Taurus the Bull, and the next night or so. You might catch the moon tonight if it's clear. I'm not sure what the forecast is. Oh, you want me to pick it up a little bit, pick up the pace here? Okay, let's do that. Sons and Daughters, okay? Yeah, I think they'll pick things up for us here a little bit. Just a sec. No, that's not the track. We wanted the last track on there, okay? Yeah, that was the one. Yeah, can you cue that up for us? Okay, good. We'll be right back. From CITR, check it out, Sons and Daughters. It's on the CITR playlist currently, and we heard something entitled Goodbye Service. Can't tell you much about the band, but their CD is called This Gift. I was actually going to Google it, but, I got my computer tied up with a PSA here, so there you go. Oh, yeah, Dark Matter Man. You had something else to say?
Yes?
Well, anyway, just wanted to remind you that on... Speaking of the moon, and you know Feist sang about the moon, the waxing crescent moon will be occulting the planet Mars if you're listening from northern Labrador and northern Quebec on April 11th, the morning of the 12th. But elsewhere here in Canada, yes, the moon will be very close to the planet Mars on the night of the 11th and the morning of the 12th of this month, coming up in a few more days, being today is the 7th. So that reddish star near the moon will be Mars on the 11th and the 12th. Okay, you got that? All right, Two Tall Tanner sitting in till 7:30, at which time it'll be Radio Free GAC. The UFO report will be here in about 15 or 20 minutes' time. But right now, let's check out one of my favorite magazines called Discorder.
The April edition of Discorder magazine is on the streets now. Features include Ryan McMahon, The Great Outdoors, winners of last year's Shindig competition, and the cover story is an interview with Hot Chip. As always, Discorder features the newest recorded and live music reviews, CITR program guide, and the top 50 charts for the month. The April edition of Discorder can be found everywhere that's remotely cool and is brought to you by the staff and volunteers of Discorder and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
This is the place, this is where you're at, and had a call saying, hey, you're playing some loud music, can you kind of mellow it out a little bit, because, you know, we're trying to sleep. What? You're trying to sleep? No, you can't sleep in this program, but we can mellow it out a little bit, you know, because if you're having dinner right now, you probably need some Telefuzz. Yeah, that's better. Play the Ovaltine Prophecies. That would be perfect.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
Well, then, I hope you enjoyed that telefuzz. Thank you. Thank you for the caller who did want to hear something mellower there. So there you go. The Ovaltine Prophecies. Thank you, Don Verbrilli. Love telefuzz. And that's from a CD entitled Maneuvers 2. Maneuvers 2 features a collection of Vancouver electronica. And it's got some interesting people on there. There's Gavin Froom, our old friend Gavin. Haven't heard from him for a while. The Hermits on there, along with, a lot of interesting folks. Check it out. Pete Samples, to name a few. Maneuvers 2, good electronica sounds. Now, you've heard us play on this program, Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams, when Nimrod's going off, babbling on about something or other. He's not here today. He didn't show up. I don't know where he is. So, Too Tall Tanner sitting in, just hanging in by myself here. And you've probably heard us play the Ravenettes before, and we've mentioned, and I know in a past show, Nimrod did ask me, he's always full of questions, he asked me, where did they get their name? And of course, their name comes from two bands who've probably played more great songs over the years than any other group. So let's listen to these bands that have influenced the Ravenettes before we actually play something by the Ravenettes. How's that sound? Okay, so in case you didn't realize, the first part of their name, Ravenettes, comes from a song called Rave On from 1958. Oh, little things you say. Figure that part out. Rave On, Buddy Holly, the start of the Ravenettes' name, and the Etts part comes, of course, from the Ronettes with Veronica. Listen to her from 1964.
You'll be kind of shy.
I remember that song well from 1964. It was released a month after I first arrived in Vancouver at Radio C-Fun from Kelowna, and so that song kind of has special meanings. Of course, it's the Ronettes, Ronnie Spector, Veronica, who sang with her sister and her cousin, and 4 years after that, she married Phil Spector, of course, who was the producer of that, the big wall of sound. But getting back to why we played Buddy Holly Rave On in the Ronettes, because they influenced the Ravenettes, of course. And they came up with this sound.
Observe my obsession. Someone new. Don't feel like someone new. The connection.
Yes, doesn't that make your hair and your back stand up? That's like electricity going through your body, you know? The Ravenettes. Rave On, Ravenettes. Thank you, Buddy Holly. Thank you, Ronettes. And thank you, Ravenettes, too, from Lust, Lust, Lust for that Hallucinations. No, you weren't just hearing things. It's for real. Okay, the time right now, I can't say, can I? But it's getting close to the hour. But, you know, if you're listening to a podcast, you don't want to be confused. But if you're not, it's about 6:45. If not, well, just ignore that. Right now, it's time, without Nimrod to get all scared, we're going to bring you another UFO report as we check out what's going on in the world of unidentified flying objects. Here's our UFO expert, Michael Strainick.
Good evening, John and Nimrod, wherever you may be.
Wherever he is, yes.
Yes. You mentioned the Pleiades. You know, you can see an image of the Pleiades any day of the week. All you have to do is look at the emblem on a Subaru,
yes,
car or truck.
Right. Pronounce the Pleiades, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Everybody pronounces it wrong, so it's all right.
Yeah.
No problem. Yes,
and
that little symbol on Subaru, actually, which means seven sisters or Pleiades,
right.
Yes.
But it only has six stars. But if you spell Subaru backwards, it's you're a bus, so make of that what you will.
Okay.
Okay, I can't say that things have been quiet.
No?
But there certainly hasn't been anything spectacular in the last couple of weeks. What is interesting, though, is the amount of, you know, good, credible reports has been increasing steadily since December, and that's globally. Now, in North America, most of the activities on the East Coast, from Halifax down to Florida and along the Mississippi River. But I think the most interesting thing happening is still the state of Texas. The Stephenville area that caused all the media attention has quieted down, but the rest of the state is now reporting things, the whole state. We've got some structured objects, lots of light forms, and mostly groups of lights moving in groups or in formation and doing the usual, hanging around power lines, broadcast towers, and things like that. And some of these videos have made it to YouTube. Just be careful, not everything on YouTube is accurate. And what is also interesting is, as often happens, when an area becomes infested with UFOs for a long amount of time, other strange things start getting reported. And what we're now getting, as well as UFOs out of Texas, we are getting Bigfoot sightings. So, try to figure that one out.
Bigfoot sightings where?
In Texas.
In Texas? My God.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Yep.
Now, at this point, someone might say, well, Bigfoot may be associated to UFOs, but who knows, eh?
Yeah. Well, there are two kinds. One seems to be a biological creature. There's another type that has glowing red eyes that definitely seems to be associated with UFOs.
Hmm. Hard to say.
Yeah.
So Stephenville, Texas, still a big area of unidentified objects.
The whole state
of Texas. I wonder if Crawford's getting visits. Well, who knows?
Okay, I think they got an alien there already.
They do already, yes. Okay, well, I'd like to thank you, Michael Strainick, for that look at what's in the sky over our planet Earth. Unidentified flying objects are out there. There are things there that we can't explain. And we'll be talking to you in a couple of weeks, Michael.
Very good. Thank you much.
All righty. And hopefully we'll hear from Nimrod.
Yes.
All right. Ciao for now.
Right.
Okay, that's Michael Strainick, our UFO expert. Here's a Juno Award winner's Arcade Fire.
Hey, the streetlights are burning out. Mom is something, yeah. Je monte, je vois. Qui porte des yeux. Eyes are shooting sparks. The dream is you declare. Deep heart don't repair. Keep all the bills in the air.
with me, I was wanting more. But you were fucking that girl next door. What'd you do that for?
What'd you do that for?
When you first left me, I didn't know what to say. I never been on my own that way. Just sat by myself all day. I was so lost back then, but with a little help from my friends, I found a light in the tunnel at the end. Now you're calling me up on the phone, so you can have a little wine and a moan. It's only because you're feeling alone.
There's a smile for you from Lily Allen from last year from her CD entitled All Right Still. Check that out for sure. A lot of good songs on Lily's CD. And Arcade Fire got us going, although that's not from Neon Bible. No, that was that went back to their first big CD called Funeral. And we had Neighborhood Number 3. Arcade Fire with Taking Home a Juno on Saturday. That was good. Or Sunday. Whenever that happened, it was Saturday, wasn't it? Okay. Here's some good news for all laser fanatics. Laser Zeppelin and Dark Side of the Moon open on April 18th. Laser light shows are back at H.R. McMillan Space Center. Laser Zeppelin 8 opens Friday, April 18th at the Space Center Planetarium. And Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, 35th anniversary laser and light show begins its new run on the same night. So mark that in your calendar if you like laser shows at the planetarium starting on the 18th of April and running through the summer. Laser Zeppelin and Dark Side of the Moon.
Gotta drink, why not to
pine for you, and God knows that ain't cheap. I know you think I'm insane, I know it's not appealing, but till I'm feeling no pain, guess what I'll be feeling? I gotta get too drunk to dream, cause dreaming only makes me blue. I gotta get too drunk to dream, because I only dream of you. I gotta get too fried to cry, or I'll be crying all night long. I gotta get too high to sigh, oh my God, where did I go wrong? So why do I get plastered, and why am I so lonely? It's you, you heartless bastard, you're my one and only.
What did he say? Too drunk to dream? Ah, yes. Well, dream along with me, because those were magnetic fields here at CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from Vancouver, British Columbia, from the Students' Union Building. Does that ring a bell? The Student Union Building, you know where that is? It's not far from a grassy knoll, yes, where Friday night protesters opposed to the demolition of the grassy knoll outside the sub-building got the men in blue going when they lit a bonfire. Yes, according to RCMP, students prevented fire crews from putting out the fire. Oh, that's a shame. We can't have bonfires on grassy knolls, I guess. And when two protesters became combative and resisted arrest, they were handcuffed, apparently, for one of the students for a democratic society said police threatened to use police dogs and tasers on the peaceful protesters. Well, UBC Students for Democratic Society and Trek Park for the People has say that it's an uncalled-for act of aggression, and, well, they're upset. Well, okay, whatever. You're going to protest, you're going to have problems, I guess. But tasers, I don't know. Do we really need tasers for peaceful protests? Well, we'll see what happens. It's all before the courts, and what can we say? What can we do? Nothing. Except hopefully they don't tear down the grassy knoll, because I've lain on the grass there myself, and it's very peaceful, very nice. And then they want to put an underground parking or bus loop in there. Go figure. Anyway, we're broadcasting live from that infamous location right next to the grassy knoll here, CITR's Radio, formerly Son of Night Dreams. Long John, Jolly John, call me what you will, but Nimrod ain't here to call me names, because he didn't show up today, and where he is, nobody knows.
Letting down your head.
CITR, Young Galaxy at CITR's Radio. And that was Young Galaxy performing The Alchemy Between Us with our friend Stephen. Yes, and well, we haven't heard from him lately. I'm not sure if they're coming back to town or not, but Steve Ramsey and Catherine McCandless, hopefully you'll show up as Young Galaxy back in Vancouver one of these days. Is that drips? Oh, just dripping off the roof. Okay, it's not raining out there, though, is it? No, it looks pretty gloomy out there. Bits of sun trying to shine through. The forecast doesn't look too good for the days ahead, in case you're wondering. It's supposed to be showery overnight with rain for the next few days. But, you know, they always give you the gloom and the doom about the weather, but then the sun comes out and it makes such a difference to the world, doesn't it? Ah, yes. What a difference. A little bit of American Music Club and sunshine make your day go by.
Oh,
Well, if you were there last night at the American Music Club show, Decibels and Little Pills were what got you through the night, maybe. There you are. I hear it was a very good show. Not a huge crowd of people showed up, but nevertheless, it happened. Okay, just noticed in the paper the other day that UBC turns 100. This year we're celebrating our 100th anniversary here at the University of British Columbia. And you know they had the little grassy knoll bonfire on Friday. Well, way back when, in 1922, students mobilized the Great Trek. They marched through the streets of Vancouver out to Point Grey to publicize the need for a campus, because at that time we were down in the Fairview Shacks since 1915. Can you imagine? So even back then they were demonstrating. They were a little more peaceful back then, I guess, in their demonstrations. Mind you, I didn't see any of the pictures, so I don't know what was happening at the bonfire and stuff. But, you know, people probably got a little high strung maybe, so there you go. Get out the dogs. Get out the tasers. Those university students, you know what they're like. Yeah, okay. All right, if you probably noticed, Nimrod's not here tonight because he didn't show up and we have no idea where he is. Well, what can you do, eh? Maybe we'll hear from him, maybe not, but Radio GAC is here at 7:30. Black Mountain's here right now.
Oh, no.
Black Mountain. Oh, God, you know, I forgot. And I was just talking to Gary of Radio GAC, who's on the air in 10 minutes here, and he's asked me if I saw Black Mountain last night over at the just across the hall from CITR here in the sub-building. And I said, no, I forgot. He forgot, too. Oh, God, because they sold out at the Commodore Saturday, so they had a second all-ages show on Sunday. And I totally forgot about it. Oh, man, that bums me out now. I was really looking forward to catching Black Mountain. Well, there they are. You heard Black Mountain and Wu Can. There's Steven and Amber and the band, and I'm sure they put on a great show. And I like all ages show because for old guys like me, you know. Well, anyway, hear the water gurgling? That's still gurgling from Ripple Rock. Yeah, do you remember? No, maybe you wouldn't remember. I remember watching this on TV, actually, back in April 5th, 1958, when they blew up Ripple Rock. That's right. It was 336,000 tons of rock they blew up with 1,247 tons of explosives. And it was a big boom.
In the days of 39, oh, please leave the Vendana open. Federico lockers dead and gone, bullet holes in the cemetery wall. The black car of the Guardian of the Beer. Spanish bombs on the Costa Rica. I'm dying in on a DC-10 tonight. Spanish bombs, you have to care of infinito. You have to quit, oh my god, I'm gone. Infinito, just the quera, oh my god, it's all Spanish weeks in my disco casino. The freedom fighters died up on the hill. They sang the red flag, they wore the black one. After they died, it was Mockingbird Hill. Back from the buses, went up in flashes. The Irish dudes drenched in blood. Spanish bombs shattered the hotels. A senorita's nose was missing in the bar. Infinito, just the quera, oh my corazón. Spanish bombs, just the quera, infinito, just the quera, oh my corazón. The hillsides ring with through the people. Well, can I hear the echoes from the days of 39? Infinito, just the quera, oh my corazón. Spanish bomb, just the quera, infinito, just the quera, oh my corazón. Granada.
All right, going back to 1979.
We're gonna have fun.
That was The Clash.
Yes.
Spanish bombs. Well, I'm just gonna pour a little drink for Gary here before we finish off the show. Gary, do you wanna put your glass over a little closer there? Okay.
It's a cozy table, isn't it?
And champagne, my dear.
we are.
Delicious.
You like it? Me.
Delicious.
I like it too. Yes, I do like it.
Delicious.
Yes, it is. You want some more?
Delicious.
I knew you'd like it. You always.
Delicious.
Oh, have some more. Get the waiter and hombre.
Delicious.
Put on the paper hat. Oh, get out the lamp. I even like the cork.
Oh, no, 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 don't drink the cork, please, Gary.
But the cork, it has such flavor to it. It's what, wondrous.
What year is that? What year, do you know it is? What year the...
The
bottle.
Oh, the bottle. I'm not... Where did we... I thought this was a box of wine.
Oh, okay. I mean, it was a bottle.
I can't really tell. It's like those Tetra Paks or, you know, glass. They're really hard to tell apart sometimes, especially after this many drinks we've had together as well, too.
Yes, we've had a lot of drinks.
Yes.
Okay, there he is, Mr. Magoo.
You got it.
Jim Backus.
Every night we're
nobody knows who the woman is on that track, but that was 1958. You remember him on Gilligan's Island? Yeah, okay. Or maybe James Dean's dad in Rebel Without a Cause? Oh, well. Oh, hey, look, it's time to close the door. Here, hold on a sec. Okay, Tanner Manor closing the doors here on Radio. We're going to make way for a radio-free GAC. Maybe we'll hear from Nimrod in 2 weeks. I don't know where he got to.
I was caught in the middle of a world.
Where are you, Nimmy?
This time it was dense light versus the azure. I was high as a kite. I was never coming home tonight. And I couldn't believe how loud it was. What devilry, the source of this screaming? You and your dress, fair game. The birds of Plaza Trinidad and sing, you can watch them go. I was stuck inside a river's flow, a corridor's glow. Idea of an ocean. Okay, it's agreed. I wasn't much to look at then. Known mostly for the whites of my eyes. A hand fucking escape from her torn surface. And I couldn't believe how loud it was. What devilry, the source of the screaming. You and your dress, fair game. The birds of Plaza Trinidad and Saint, you can watch them go. Inside a river's flow, a corridor's glow, a world at war, the kind of thing we've seen before. Dense light versus the azure. I was high as a kite. I was never coming home tonight. I couldn't believe how loud it was, how loud it was. And I couldn't believe how loud it was, how loud it was. And I couldn't believe how loud it was, how loud it was. I don't know.
go to the air, and it drops. You run into the brush, to the mirror, and I'm trying to speak it up.
On April 17th, 18th, and 19th, Vivo Media Arts Center and CITR 101.9 FM present Signal and Noise. Currently in its ninth year, Signal and Noise is a laser blast of sonic dissonance, video trickery, primed to drag your electronic brain kicking.